Hi there. Welcome to the New Life Live podcast. Steve here. And since 1988, New Life has been transforming lives one life at a time. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's most hard, difficult places. One way we do this is through the live program that we share with our listeners here on this podcast. Now, you'll get to listen to callers bringing us their challenges, and our panel of counselors and psychologists provide insight, which you will learn from too. Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. This is Steve Arterburn, and you've tuned into a very special edition that we prepared here on New Life Live. We're doing something a little bit different. We're not taking calls, and instead, we're going to be spending our time talking with and talking about a very pressing topic in our society. It is sexual addiction and things that aren't quite at the sexual addiction level. Now, the reason we're doing this is because almost every day we're getting a call right here on the program that in some way ties into this topic. And on May 13th, we're holding a one-day online version of the workshop so every man can get help right from his home. This day includes 6 teaching sessions, and along with that, 5 small group process sessions, and those are facilitated by a New Life Network counselor. If you've listened to New Life Live very long, you've probably heard us talk about our monthly Every Man's Battle workshop. Everybody's heard that, I think. We've been doing it for over 22 years, and thousands of men have been helped. It's for the guy that's struggling with pornography, just starting to struggle, and the guy that is so addicted, he's lost everything because of it. And it's for the wife to send her husband too before it gets worse. Now, we do this because the need is so very tremendous. Every second, they say 28,258 users are watching pornography on the internet. And every second, 372 people are typing the word adult into a search engine. And every day, 68 million search queries related to pornography, 25% of the total searches are generated around pornography. And every day, 116,000 people are searching for child pornography. 40 million Americans regularly visit porn sites. Pornography use increases the marital infidelity rate by more than 300%, and 40% of people identified themselves as sex addicts, and they lose their spouses. 58% suffer considerable financial loss, and 33% lose their jobs. That's why we do this. We do this because more men are looking at pornography than reading their Bible. And we do this because the damage is so great. We're going to continue to hold this workshop as long as we exist, because people are breaking vows, bonds of intimacy over pornography. And we want to help these men live out their life of sexual integrity. Now, the rest of this program, I'm going to turn over to 3 people that I really trust to talk about sexual addiction. Chris Williams, well, you hear him regularly on this program. He's shared on the air before. He's had his own struggles, and he's been a facilitator of many of our workshops. He's a licensed marriage and family therapist and has been trained by the best in the area of sexual addiction. You'll also hear from J.J. West. He's the main presenter at Every Man's Battle Workshop, and he's a licensed marriage and family therapist and a master's degree and a specialist in counselor education. And he specializes in sexual addiction. And then Doug Barnes, been doing this workshop for 17 years. Master's level licensed professional counselor for 27 years. These men know what they're talking about. So after this break, we're going to dive right in with them. And I'm so glad you've tuned in for this special edition of New Life Live. You may have the problem. Someone you know may have the problem. You may have thought you were over the problem. You need to go back again. Every man's battle transforms lives. And there are thousands of men walking around with sexual integrity because of it. 1-800 New Life.
find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back, New Life family and friends. As Steve mentioned, Chris Williams here, and with me in studio today, I'm very, very excited, very honored, to be honest. We have J.J. West and Doug Barnes. These are two gentlemen that have really given their lives to helping other men recover from sexually destructive and oftentimes addictive behaviors. And so we're going to dive right in. We want to get into the meat of this issue and why it is so critically important that we address in our world today. I want to talk briefly about some factors that pull men away from God's design of sexual fidelity and health and into these alternative forms and oftentimes very destructive forms of sexual acting out. So guys, how do we get here? How does this road to pain begin, start, knowing it's different for everyone? But JJ, what do you see?
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Well, first of all, I just want to say thanks for letting us be on today. It's really a pleasure to be here with you. So I would say that this comes from three or four different places. The first major one is shame messages from wounds from our childhood. Things that happened to us or things we did to ourselves when we were children, kind of think around maybe up to 14, 15, 16 years of age. Yeah. Most of the time, those are going to be things that happened in your families that you grew up in. Mm. Or sometimes it's things that didn't happen in your families that you grew up in that needed to happen.
Yeah.
There was not enough caring. There was not enough nurture. There may have been some abandonment. But when we experience these wounds from childhood, they tend to show up in our lives in the adult stage as shame. Mm, yeah. And those shame messages are feelings of incompetence, feelings of insignificance, and feelings of impotence.
Yeah.
So incompetence is, I don't have what it takes. I can't master the task that's in front of me. Insignificance is, I don't matter, or at least I don't matter enough to the people who matter to me.
Yeah.
And then impotence is not sexual impotence. Impotence here is potency, powerlessness, mm-hmm. that I'm stuck. I can't affect change. And when any one of those, we call those the three I's, by the way, at the workshop. And when those are in play, they create a sense of shame. And we tend to want to hide from that shame. We don't want people to see mm-hmm. that we're incompetent, insignificant, impotent. And so we try to hide from that shame, and we try to even hide it from ourselves. And oftentimes, that'll take us into sexual acting out behavior as a way to escape, as a way to numb that pain.
Absolutely. And to that point, shame being obviously psychologically painful, mm-hmm. emotionally painful, but it doesn't get enough credit. It's physically painful. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can feel it in our bodies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So we start off with kind of wounds from the past. There's also wounds from the present.
Yeah.
There's things that go on each and every day. There's stress. There's disappointment. There's grief and loss. There's failure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to make my life work and it's not working. And those things as well create that same sense of shame, and we want to escape that same sense of it's too much. I'm overwhelmed. I need to get away from this. And so again, we go to those acting out behaviors as a way to escape.
Yeah.
And what we've learned how to do is those behaviors. No one, most of us anyway, never had it in our families of origin growing up. Our moms and dads, bless their hearts, they had great intentions and they raised us well. They gave us what we needed, except for the fact that for a lot of us, we didn't know any different. And we learned how to misuse our sexuality through those behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we don't have anyone in our life to help us correct and navigate those behaviors, a lot of times we carry them from childhood into adolescence, into young adult, and here we are married for 5, 10, 20 years, still trying to relieve that shame, mm-hmm. those eye wounds, the way that I handle my life, mm-hmm. however that may be, soothing myself in ways with behavior rather than through God's design, which is really relationship.
Yeah, I think that's really good, because I think the importance of that is also to understand, as you were saying, Doug, is that we wouldn't do it if it didn't work.
Right.
Right.
And to recognize the potency of the moment or the experience of that sexual escape. And usually we have a sense of being in control in a world that's out of control. The whole irony the whole time it's happening is we're out of control.
Right,
so it's really messy and confusing.
Right.
But the bottom line is that it holds a certain power over us because of how well it works, despite what may be our spiritual, moral, Christ-centered convictions. We can know all of that, but yet this coping mechanism is so strong, it bypasses or overrides that pretty much every time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And not only that, it reinforces the shame message.
Yes. Yeah, right?
I'm locked in this thing that I know is wrong, that I know is not good for me, that I know is destructive, has destroyed my life, has destroyed the lives of other people. I know it's bad, or I know it's going to destroy.
Yes.
And yet I can't get out of it, and so I feel this sense of shame, and so I keep it a secret. I don't reach out relationally to others. I keep it a secret because what will people think if they knew that I was behaving this way?
And so a person, a guy faces that, maybe the terror, the hesitancy, the whatever obstacle they need to overcome to get to their seat at EMB. What are some things? What are some key things that they're going to experience there that's going to help correct that path?
So, I think they're going to get three main things. They're going to gain an understanding of what drives this behavior, so that they're not completely just lost. So many times before we start really doing recovery work, we just feel like, I don't know how to do it differently.
Yes.
I don't have a clue why I'm doing this. I just know that I'm doing this and it's a mess. So they're going to gain some understanding as to what is driving the behavior.
That's good.
They're also going to learn some practical tools to correct the behavior. But I would say the most important thing that they'll get from the weekend is they're going to learn how to develop healthy, intimate relationships with other safe men that will help them on the journey so they're not in this battle alone.
Yeah. I think it's one of the most powerful things that I've experienced is being a part of it. You know, and oftentimes it's sort of like the times I've been part of it, it's sort of fly by the night guy that comes in, because there's a core group that really, really travels this road well together. And Doug, to that point, you doing this for 17 years, it's not something that you're just trying to get these guys to do. It's something that that the guys a part of Every Man's Battle actually model.
Right. We've been together. A few of us have been together a long time. And you're right. What we're trying to do is to model that process we call sanctification. And so that every day when I get up, I'm really asking myself, what kind of man is God calling me to be today? But to do it in a way that I open up to my brothers where they're safe.
Yeah.
Where they love me for me. I don't have to perform. I don't have to be the guy who solves all the problems. I don't have to have all the answers. I've heard it said before from my good friend Jim Phyllis, this is the safest place for me to be me.
I love it.
I do too. Yeah. I do too. And it really helps lower the tension, lower the anxiety, so that I can open up my heart to other men, which, let's be honest here, we don't do that very well.
Or at all.
Right. Yeah. In some cases, right.
And what are we missing because we don't? What's the consequences of not opening ourselves up to each other?
Vulnerability.
Life.
Connection.
Freedom.
Connection.
Yeah.
Right.
Abundant life that God intended for us.
Right. Freedom.
Yeah.
Right? Freedom to live. It's almost like I can't experience life. You know, for a lot of us, we lived our life and then tried to fit our addiction into it and our acting out behavior. But after a while, we fit our life. We were living our addiction trying to fit our life into it. And when we do that, that pulls us out of the experience of who we can become through our relationship with God, but also our relationship with other men.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's just so evident that God has created us as relational beings. Mm-hmm. And we talk so much about becoming our authentic selves, but is in God's design, that's impossible without authentic, transparent relationship.
Absolutely. Right.
Yeah, that's good. Well, people might wonder what kind of change can really happen in 3 days and if that change will actually stick. Well, to answer that, I want you to hear this clip from a past attendee.
For me, going to Every Man's Battle, I was really apprehensive at first. I tried so many other things to deal with my sexual addiction. But what I learned right away was that the biggest change that needed to happen for me was relationship, and especially relationship with other men who were in the same place that I had been for so many years. And so at Every Man's Battle, that's where I was finally able to be real with men like this who were just in the same place and they understood. We had a group that had a facilitator, and he was able to guide that process and really encourage vulnerability in ways that, you know, I had not been encouraged before. It was a very healing time. And over those 3 days, you start to get a plan together for what life's going to look like now, now that you have this new encouragement, this new way to live. And so for me, I joined a sustained victory group, which met weekly with other guys and a coach to continue that guiding process. And really, we just did life together. Every week, we'd jump on a Zoom call, share our struggles, our victories. It was extremely healing and something that I needed to continue that journey after Every Man's Battle. Without the workshop, without sustained victory, I would not be where I am today. And through all this, I realized the importance of this not only for me, but also for the life of my future children. You know, I don't have kids yet, but when I do, I want to make sure that my own journey of healing impacts them in a positive way and that my sexual addiction doesn't have to pass on to them. You know, now I can be someone who heals and not destroys, and I can make sure that, you know, my kids are set up for the best life possible. And I'm really grateful to Every Man's Battle for that opportunity.
I just love that testimony. And one of the things I think is really, really key that he points out and that he sees and recognizes is that although this behavior is done in secret, its consequences are relational. Its consequences are not a secret, and it affects the whole family and affects the, you know, the people around them. And he's making these changes, recognizing that he's not just changing himself in this process. He's helping exact change in his children and future generations. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are some of those examples that you guys have seen of like, hey, this person changed and therefore these other people's lives were better? And I know the point is numerous, right?
You know, it's interesting that especially from the single guys that come in, the younger guys that come in, especially in my groups over the years, they become the heroes that the guys, the other guys look at, because they're saying, if only I had been here at your age, I could have changed the legacy that I've lived for double-digit years.
Yeah.
And so there's something to be said for coming in when I know I've realized I've got that problem, but now I'm coming in at a younger age because I can realize that. There have been guys who are in their 20s and 30s that have said the same thing. I don't have kids yet, but I'm doing this because I know that I don't want to pass this down to my kids for that generation, for the next generation coming. And so it's been very healing for a lot of them over the years.
That's absolutely true. And one of the things is that, like, sometimes addiction can run in families, you know, and people ask me, you know, I come from a long line of addicts, right? And so they're like, do you worry about your children? And I'm like, yes, of course I do. But what something like Every Man's Battle provides and what recovery provides is that if there's a problem, there is a solution. And for too much of my own life, there wasn't a solution. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what it was. And so this is a problem that has a solution. And we're going to keep talking about this solution. So stick with us. We're going to head to a break. And right after the break, we'll talk more about this, dive into these amazing stories of recovery. We'll be right back.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back to New Life Live. In this special edition, we have in studio today myself, JJ West, Doug Barnes, and these two gentlemen really work in the trenches of helping other men recover from their struggles with their own sexuality and sexual integrity. And guys, when men are struggling with their sexual integrity, life can be very, very difficult, as we're just talking about, on their families, but especially their spouses, especially their wives. Mm-hmm. So I want to shift gears for just a minute and offer some help for the ladies listening who find themselves in this situation. I want you to hear some wisdom from Stacy Sadler. Stacy's been a licensed professional counselor since 2010, and her counseling career was born out of her own healing journey. She's had the experience of being a betrayed partner, as well as having a partner with an addiction, and this helps her uniquely understand that impact that sex addiction has on clients and specifically wives' lives. Stacy, she's an EMDR certified therapist. You've heard us talk about that here on the show, and she's also a certified clinical partner special through the Association of Partners of Sex Addicts, which both equip her and her extensive work with those suffering from betrayal trauma. Let's hear from Stacy now.
Hi, I am so glad to be here and get a couple of minutes to talk to the women whose lives have been affected by their husband's sexual integrity issues. They're likely suffering from betrayal trauma. It's a real thing, and I'm so sorry that this is happening to you. If you suspect that your man has been unfaithful, if something seems suspicious, believe your gut. Maybe you find out that you have an STD or money's missing. If you sense that something's not right, you're probably right, even if your husband tells you that you're not. Maybe you see him shut his laptop when you walk into the room. Believe yourself. You're not crazy. Your gut talks to you. Next, make a plan before you confront him. This is so hard because it's natural for you to react out of shock, anger, and sadness. That plan may include asking him outright about the infidelity. Consider withholding the evidence until he denies it. Decide what to do before you confront him. Decide what you want him to do about it. Because when caught, you have the best leverage and the best chance of him doing whatever you ask. So make it count. Don't sugarcoat anything. This is a violation of your vows, and you should make it a serious issue that needs immediate attention. One of the most important steps is to ask him to get help. You might ask him to see a therapist that specializes in sex addiction, or to get some accountability to get those secrets out of the dark. Hold that bar high for recovery, and keep those expectations for recovery high as well. Ask him to go to Every Man's Battle. Ask him to attend weekly support groups like Sex Addicts Anonymous, to get a sponsor, to engage in a healing process. You are entitled to a full disclosure where you know everything, all the truth, the whole truth. We recommend that this happens in a therapeutic environment with trained professionals assisting you. But if he refuses to get help, make sure you get help for yourself. Get educated. Listen to New Life Live. If he won't join you in this process, begin working on yourself. And the most important thing you can work on is boundaries to keep your mind, body, soul, and spirit healthy, and to help you make choices about what to do. More often than not, this is difficult if you don't have support. It's such a tendency to isolate in the shame of betrayal. Don't let that happen. A support system is crucial to surviving betrayal trauma. Get around people who understand this. Join us at the Restore Conference that's created just for you. We get it. We've been there. understand that his acting out is not your fault or due to something you did or did not do. Nothing to do with how you look, your weight, how much sex you did or did not have. No matter what you've done in the past, remember he chose to act out. Things can get better. Have your voice. You deserve to expect it.
Such powerful words from Stacy. And for you guys, as you experience so many guys having to return after this, or so many wives wondering, what do I do about it if he hasn't gone? So what advice do you give to the wives and the women out there whose husbands need help?
Absolutely encourage, ask, cajole, exhort them to get help, without a doubt. But know that you cannot fix, change, or control anybody else.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Including your husband.
Yeah.
And so don't make it your responsibility.
Mm, that's good.
It's his responsibility to get the help that he needs.
Yeah.
Can you support him in that decision? Without a doubt. Does he need that support from you and from others to not let shame win, mm-hmm. to not stay hidden? Absolutely. But it's not your responsibility to fix him or help him.
Yeah, that's good. And Doug, for you, how should a wife approach this with her husband?
I would say very honestly, mm-hmm. and very directly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A couple of things Stacy said. The first one, trust her gut. Mm-hmm. Many wives come in my office and they're saying, I knew something was wrong, I just didn't know what. And to trust that feeling that they have that something's not right and just be totally upfront, direct, and honest and hold his feet to the fire. Keep that bar high.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Because we need the truth here, even if it's painful, awkward, and uncomfortable, because that's the first step. Thank you for all of the women who have encouraged, as you said, cajoled their men to get help. Mm-hmm. Get your guy help. Guys, get help. We're going to talk a lot more about it right after this.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Club New Life supporters who give a monthly donation because they want to continue to offer help and hope in these very, very difficult places. To find out more about Club New Life, you can go to our website, newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, if you're new to us, we drop an episode every weekday. We would love it if you would rate or write a review, which helps more people discover help and hope and helps us share wisdom with as many people as possible. Now, let's listen to our counselors as they help people walk through life's hardest places.
Find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back to New Life Live. Again, special edition, and this is our Every Man's Battle edition. I have Doug Barnes and I have JJ West with me, who are in the trenches with the guys every single month. And it's just really, truly an honor to be with you guys. And for those listening, if you listen regularly, you know that pretty much on a daily basis, we have some really tough situations with people who are hurting and confused and don't know what to do next with the issue of our awry and broken sexuality, especially sexual addiction. But occasionally someone will call in because they have been so helped by something at New Life that they just want to share it. Hearing the freedom in their voices is just the greatest thing, and I want you to hear a blurb from when a man named Conrad called the show. You'll hear Mylon's voice in there too, but right now I just want you to take a listen.
I attended Every Man's Battle, and I went kicking and screaming, but I did go. And man, you know, EMB for me was a game changer. You know, it truly saved my life. You know, it breathed new life into my recovery. It gave me just a different understanding for what recovery truly was. You know, for me, prior to the divorce, recovery was just about getting sober, you know, and stopping the behavior. And EMB helped me understand that although stopping the behavior was important, it was just part of the recovery process. So the workshop helped me to understand that you know, true long-term recovery was more about, you know, being restored, being whole. And, you know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop was, it was the experience that really was key for me.
And, you know, you read a book, Conrad, I hate to jump in, but it just occurred to me that you read a book alone. You know, you by yourself. Yep. It's a solitary effort. But Ian Bede, Conrad, I'm getting that to you as a community, it was a group of guys, and that creates something.
Relationship.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, and you know, how I'm benefiting from this after the workshop, you know, and I'll try to explain this best I can without getting choked up. It was the relationships. You know, I was truly blessed that weekend to have met my scrub brothers. And, you know, these are men that I've built a relationship. It started that weekend, but these are men that I met with that weekend back in 2016. But we talk daily. You know, we talk either by phone, group me. We spend time together. We cry together. We laugh together. We experience the ups and downs of daily life together. You know, we've grown to depend on each other. And, you know, that secure attachment with these men, these brothers, you know, it's been vital to the health of my recovery and, you know, key to becoming, you know, the man that I know that God created me to be. So one of the guys, actually, this will be our third year next month. We get together once a year and we travel to Virginia and we all meet up and we have a scrub reunion. So we all get together and we just spend time in the woods in a cabin and we connect, you know, and it's about the brotherhood, you know, and that was forged in the flames of agony and laughter, you know. So it was just time, and who modeled that best than Jesus when he walked with his disciples, you know? So yeah, you're right. It's the relationship in all this that's kept it going. And we have a guy in Canada, we have a guy as far east as Maryland, we have guys in California, and then me, of course, in Houston down south. It was definitely the relationships that changed it for me.
You know, what I love about what Conrad is telling us is that it's not just a matter of stopping an unsavory behavior. This is about a reordering of both our internal world, but most importantly, our relational world. And he talks about going beyond behavior and being wholly restored. Doug, can you talk more to that? What is that? What needs to happen on the inside?
Yeah, Chris, a lot of times we don't understand how we got here. And as little boys, that emotional program that keeps running all through our lives, that emotional program gets broken, but it still runs. And so we really don't understand, how do I get needs met? Do I even have needs?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know hardly that I, you know, if I get 3 squares a day, clothes on my back and a roof over my head, I'm good. Well, when we get to EMB, we learn that we've been depriving ourselves of one of the basic things that we need, which is learning how to ask for what we need, but then being able to receive through our brothers, getting those needs met through community, vulnerability, compassion, tenderness, that feeds my soul in a way that and something external to me never will, like our acting out behaviors.
Yeah, that's really good. That's really good. And JJ, to that point, like what do we need to learn? What do we need to engage in here in our recovery process?
We need to first learn that it isn't just about behavior change. It's not just, I've got to get rid of this bad behavior. If as long as I clear that off the deck, then I'll be okay. No, we really won't be. We talk about being a dry drunk. I might be able to remove that behavior, but if I don't do any of that internal work that Doug was just describing and that relational work of learning how to connect on a deep emotional, intimate level with other people, I will either return to the old behavior that I got rid of, or I'll just replace it with something else.
Yeah, it's something I call the whack-a-mole effect. Mm-hmm. Once you hit one addictive behavior, the thing inside of us that is disturbed, that doesn't quite know what to do with itself, will need that, what we talked about before, a medicator. So we'll medicate it with something else.
Yeah. And what's interesting is Jesus didn't come to change our behavior.
That's right.
He said, I came to give you life. abundant life to the full. He didn't say, I came to change your behavior, to make you better behaved boys.
Yes.
I came to give you life, and he modeled it. Conrad mentioned this in the clip. He modeled that in the way that he related to his disciples. He's calling us to this new life that looks different than just behavior change. It is about offering my whole self and interacting with the whole self of the other person who's offering themselves to me.
That's one of the most difficult things to explain.
Yeah.
To Conrad's comment, it's something that you have to experience.
Yeah.
It's something that you can't merely read about.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So help me out, guys.
Yeah, yeah, because you
what is that experience like? What's that experience like?
But you just said it. It's like taste and see that the Lord is good. It's like taste and see that relationship is good.
Yeah.
Because so many, to Doug's point, if you grow up in a home where a relationship was painful,
yeah,
where a relationship was damaging, you hear us talk about how, you know, God's calling us to relationship, and you're like, but no, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't want any of that. But that's... When we experience a healing relationship, we taste and see that it's good,
yeah,
that it's life-giving. Sorry, I jumped over Doug.
No, but a lot of times we live in isolation. So when I live in isolation, I don't have to risk. I keep myself safe.
Yes.
I keep this little force field around me that says, I'll let you in to here, but maybe not all the way.
Yeah.
And so when I become comfortable with that and familiar with that, I become a disintegrated kind of man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what recovery can help us do is integrate all of those broken pieces into that whole, W-H-O-L-E, whole man that our wives see, our kids see, our families and loved ones see. And that's what Conrad is talking about, being made whole out of those disintegrated parts.
Right. Because, I'm sorry, I got to jump in here.
Yeah, go for it.
Because we're talking about sexual integrity.
Integration.
Integrity is the same root word as integer, whole number.
That's good. That's good.
We're learning about sexual wholeness, not just changing sexual behavior.
Oh, and I think it's so important. So important. You know, just a couple of quick examples. A guy is working with that I'm working with right now. We just had a phone call this morning, and he had just attended last month's Every Man's Battle. But over the weekend, he had this news that hit that there was a very significant financial, quote unquote, oversight or mistake that happened in his business, and something that he felt a lot of shame around. I called it troubled energy. And I tell them, you know, boys are in trouble. Men make mistakes and correct it. So we got to grow up and be a man here. Mm-hmm. But what immediately he did is reach out to his group members.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately they talked him sort of off that ledge, put it in context. He was back into a place whereas before that would have easily led to hours of acting out. Now it leads to a sense of peace and a wholeness that here's a problem and it's manageable and he can deal with it. And just one more example of that, a different example, but I have another guy that's going to the upcoming Every Man's Battle, and he actually has a lot of sobriety behind him, but he doesn't have a lot of relational wholeness, and that's what I want him to be able to experience. And the last thing I just want to mention before we head to another break is that this isn't a one and done. That this is an ongoing experience that we have to practice and grow in for, quite honestly, the rest of our lives. You know, sustained victory is our ongoing process for guys to come out of the weekend and maintain a sense of group, a sense of recovery, and to be able to continue the journey and work out their plan so that they can become whole. So there's a lot here for you, and we'll be back with more.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back to New Life Live. Again, Chris Williams in studio with J.J. West and Doug Barnes, two guys that do amazing, amazing work in helping guys recover from sexual behaviors that are destructive and painful and deeply involved in every man's battle. We're wrapping up this special show today, and I want to address a question that we receive, and it's simply this: is every man's battle only for Christians? The simple answer is no. And I want you, to hear this firsthand. It's not just us trying to peddle something, but it's really us trying to expand an experience that every guy, to be quite honest, needs. But I want you to hear from a non-believer and what they shared at the New Life Workshop after he attended Every Man's Battle.
I originally come from India. I'm sure my accent gave it away. I grew up with a lot of pornography addiction. It was prevalent there. And I'm entering this marriage assuming that watching porn is just normal for men and marriage is going to fix it. I mean, you just get sex anytime, no restrictions, and that's the solution. But little did I know how naive I was. As soon as I got married, my behaviors, my actions did not change. And I came to my senses that I need to fix myself. That's when I started seeking some answers. I read the book, Every Man's Battle, which said, hey, there's also a workshop we do, which is called Every Man's Battle. And so I went to the Every Man's Battle workshop. And in all transparency, I am not of Christian faith. But I wanted to go in because here are a group of guys and girls. They're trying to teach something, and I want to learn what's behind there. What are they trying to teach? There's something valuable there. And I, in fact, even before I registered for the workshop, I called in and I checked, hey, I want to make sure I'm not a Christian. Can I still come in and attend? And the lady was very sweet, kind. She said, yes, you're welcome. I mean, we're not, it's Christian based, you should know that, but anybody's welcome. And I show up there, and my whole definition of sex, sexuality, was so distorted in my head. He just put it all together. He fixed my head. And then we decided that a good next step for us is to come here to this workshop as a couple and learn what is marriage, what's the right way to do it. And you all have no idea how grateful I feel for what you have done for me, for my family, for my marriage, and for my future. And I don't think I can ever say enough words or do enough for you to say how grateful I am.
Wow. Wow. You know, Raj is actually sharing there at our Intimacy and Marriage Workshop, and he did the courageous act of getting into Every Man's Battle and then attending the Intimacy and Marriage Workshop, and doing that knowing that he didn't share the same Christian faith that was the basis of a lot, obviously, everything that we do here, but finding some deep, deep-rooted solutions. You know, guys, especially in today's world, as much as I've ever seen before, we find ourselves in a lot of different places and spaces in our relationship with God or not with God. Mm-hmm. How do you guys, how can you speak to that? What are they going to get when they get here, especially if this faith thing may be a barrier for them?
So we start off the workshop very clearly saying that you are welcome at the workshop no matter what your background is. And we unpack that in various ways of what that different background might look like. But one of the things that we speak to specifically is your faith background, that no matter what your faith background is, or whether you have no faith at all, you're atheist, agnostic, whatever, that you're welcome to be at the workshop. That we're not gonna have some litmus test. You're allowed to participate, or you're allowed to participate at this level, and then if you're a believer, well, then you get the higher level. No, we don't do that. Everybody is welcome. And there's so much information that you're going to learn. Yes, we're teaching it from a Christian perspective, but there's so much information that is universal.
Yes, yeah.
Raj's experience, it's universal. The belief that somehow marriage is going to fix my problem, and it doesn't. Universal.
Yes.
The idea that
I have this wrong way of thinking about sex.
Mm-hmm.
That's universal. It doesn't matter what your background
is. Good,
and
JJ.
So there's so much that, regardless of what your background is, that you can gain from attending the workshop.
Yeah. And Doug, he also talked about it was something that men just do, but something that he was experiencing at an early age. You know, this is something that is progressive. It develops over time. How do you see that? Like, what are the patterns?
We learn how to misuse our sexuality really early. For most of us. Not everybody, but mm-hmm. for most of us we do. And so what we do is we take those ways. Again, we have some things that we know. A lot of our families didn't nurture us and teach us how to be in relationship. And so I know that when I don't know what to do in a relationship, I find out. I'm creative. Hey, mm-hmm. guys are born creative, adventurous. You know, we go after what we think we need, but no one really teaches us. So we learn how to do that in our own way, in our own mind. And so I keep doing that over and over and over and over, and I repeat it hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. As I get older, I find better ways, new ways, with new people, new places, new things, yet it still doesn't fill my soul. I still keep searching for something to fill that wound in my heart, that hole in my heart, mm-hmm. that only can get met through that connection and relationship. That's where I find relief. But I don't know that yet.
Right.
And when I get to EMB, they're talking about all these behavioral things. But then there are these guys in my circle where now I'm starting to see their heart opened up, and that gives me permission to open up mine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the power that exists, I call it the I would nevers, the progression. You know, I would never do that thing.
Right.
But once we cross that I would never, right. There's another I would never that we cross.
A million more.
And then we're terrified because no one else has done the I would never except for me. And then we realize, oh, we've all done the I would never in our own way. And to offload that and to not carry that and mm-hmm. not carry the shame of that. You know, Doug, you mentioned you love your job. What do you love about it?
I love my job. What I love about it is the fact that I get to see God move in real time from Friday to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I see guys coming in mm-hmm. with these looks of shame and they're looking at the floor and they're wondering if they want to leave and bolt immediately or if they should timidly sit down in the back of the room or on the edge of the room, you know, trying not to make eye contact. And then by Sunday, they have formed a band of brothers with these, on Friday, total strangers, and now they're going away with a herd, a tribe mm-hmm. that they can take with them everywhere they go, mm-hmm. locked arms, guys they trust, guys they can connect mm-hmm. with.
Yeah.
And for a lot of these guys, like going back to Raj, they've experienced something they've never experienced in their life, which is that true connection.
Yeah. Yeah.
Heartfelt connection.
If you're listening to this, Every Man's Battle workshop, you can find it www.newlife.com or 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Again, find us online, sign up today, don't waste time, bring your friends, it will be life-changing.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope something you heard will help you live in freedom today. If this content was helpful for you, we would love it if you'd take a minute, leave us a review, post about it, and rate it. Remember, we have resources and workshops online for you as you continue your journey. Go to newlife.com and find out more information. And thank you for being part of the New Life community. We know that God desires all of us to live a life of wholeness and healing, and we're so glad that you're here.